But there's other aspects in our community that do need a bit of support and are marine-based, our sea turtles. Now, did you know that in the past, the sea turtles, if there was an issue with regards to sea turtles, they've floundered a little bit. And that's not fair for me to say that, but they have. Well, heads up, folks. Heads up. The Western Australia's first inland marine turtle intensive care facility now supports injured sea turtles. So the ones that are the little inland ones are now going to get a bit of TLC and along the same lines with the sea turtles as well. I love this. Dr. Dean Harath is joining us now from Passes Aqua. Good to have you, Dean. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me here.
Mate, absolute pleasure. So correct me if I'm wrong. The inland long-necked tortoises or turtles and everything, et cetera, are going to be looked after next door to the sea turtles. The sea turtles have some support, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's basically directly adjacent to it. They've got one for freshwater turtles. They've got systems for freshwater turtles and also saltwater turtles now.
Where are you based?
So WA Wildlife, they're based in Cobourne Central. We're actually Passes Aqua. So we were responsible for the filtration systems for this.
Right. So your filtration system, of course, because one's in saltwater, one's in fresh.
That's correct.
Mate, you can't afford to, forget a plug or a bung or anything because you'd be in absolute strife. If there is something that we need to monitor numbers-wise, are we giving more assistance to the saltwater turtles or the freshwater ones?
Numbers-wise, I'd probably say most likely freshwater ones. So I'd probably have to check this with WA Wildlife.
Yep.
The freshwater ones are the ones that get seen a lot.
Yes.
The saltwater ones don't probably get as seen as much. But they're sort of picking up. I think they're getting probably about a dozen turtles over the last year or so.
Okay.
I'd have to check those numbers. But, freshwater ones come in more.
So, Dr. Dean, is there a different process in looking after the saltwater ones rather than the freshwater ones?
Absolutely. So freshwater, you don't have a problem in discharging the freshwater, whereas in saltwater, because they're on a wetland, WA Wildlife, they're right next to that wetland. They have to discharge the salt water somewhere else. So a truck pumps in and basically sucks out all the water out of the storage tanks. And then they also got to refill it. So they got to truck in salt water as well into your storage tanks and then fill the tanks up that way. So it's a massive challenge. And then the filtration systems are completely different. You know, you'd have your protein skimmers, you'd still have biological filter media, your UV sterilizers, but you also need your heaters. So most of these turtles come from up north.
Okay.
So you definitely need your heaters, UV sterilizers, and a few other things.
So although they've copped an injury, they could end up getting a bit of a spa thing going on. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I mean, their goal is to basically... Yeah. You know, replicate what you can with ocean water, which is difficult because it's a large volume.
Right.
And this is a tiny volume.
Is this for sick turtles or injured turtles or both? Because I'm assuming...
Both.
Let me see. Sickness would be some sort of a virus scenario.
Yeah, like pneumonia.
Okay. We didn't go near the bird flu, and that's a good thing, yeah?
Yeah, not yet.
Got it. Okay.
Hope he doesn't carry into water.
That's not what I want to hear. But the injured ones, I would assume, you know, would be hit by dirty great big waves, even boats.
Yeah. So injuries like that. Apparently they've had some lacerated lungs somehow.
Gee.
And they've had, you know, plastic injections. So your plastics are no good. They get injured out of that. Then fishing nets, seine nets, and like you said, just injuries on boats and rocks and stuff and motors. They could come in so many different ways.
Yeah. Dean, you mentioned plastics. I've seen a few documentaries, I've got to mention, where the turtles, the ocean-going sea turtles, eat plastic and it's not good and it just is devastating for their health on so many different levels. David Attenborough gets pretty upset when he sees a bit of plastic floating in the ocean, can I just say? And so do I.
I think everyone does.
Well, at the end of the day, a tiny bit of plastic, if lodged in the wrong spot with a sea turtle, it's game over, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they do get tangled and stuff within it. They do try and eat it and, you know, obviously they need to be operated. And yeah, it's just everywhere, unfortunately.
You must have, I was just thinking, as a vet, you must have a very interesting job. You wouldn't know what's coming your way every single day at work.
Yeah, look, I'd love to be a vet. I do have a PhD, but I'm actually an aquatic biologist. So we work on the filtration systems, the water quality and all that.
Hang on. So you're an aquatic biologist?
Yeah. So the veterinarians are in WA Wildlife.
Got it.
There's quite a few. And the rehab centres, throughout the West Coast, I don't think they have veterinarians, but WA Wildlife do, and they have the guys that can specialise in that, marine turtles. But we do the filtration systems, the tank setups, the designs, that kind of thing.
Passes Aqua. Love your work, mate. And again, we're talking to Dr. Dean Harath from Passes Aqua, and their job is to make sure that the filtration systems are doing pretty well indeed. If we come across a long-necked tortoise that might need some assistance, if we come across a sea turtle on a beach in some, you know, northern part of Western Australia, who do we contact? I mean, is there a local number? Are you aware, Dina?
Yeah, WA Wildlife is the one to reach out for. You should be able to Google it and get through pretty quick. There will be local, depending on how far north and south you are, there will be local places as well. I mean, you obviously got Aqua, and you got Dolphin Discovery down south.
Yeah,
they've got, you know, some centres in Exmouth, and if they need further care, they might end up shipping it to WA Wildlife in Cobourne Central, the first inland facility.
Well, in the past, Dean, if there has been a sea turtle issue, where have the injured ones gone? Because at the moment they're all going together, which I think is great. But in the past, where have they gone?
Yeah, good question. I think they've been going into Dolphin Discovery and Aqua and a few others.
Okay.
And they have their flow in and flow out systems on the ocean. So I don't know if they do have their veterinarians, their local ones, but yeah, WA Wildlife is the one I'd take it to.
Good on you, mate. I appreciate your time today, Dr. Dean Harath. Thank you very much for giving us more information on these. Well, let's face it, we want to look after the sea turtles, the tortoises and everybody at the same time. But the fact that there's one facility, one size fits all, I think is absolutely brilliant. Have a great day, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me here.
Appreciate it. Dr. Dean Harath joining us here on 6PR. WA Wildlife is the best port of call. And it will see if we can hunt down a phone number for you and chase that one up and give you more information. And this is really for the boaties who are up and down our west coast with regards to the sea turtles, but also If you're in and around a lake, you know, there's all those little signs that say, look out, tortoise crossing. You might need someone to call at some point. We'll see if we can hunt down that phone number. I'll get Isaac onto that straight away. We'll take a break on 6PR.